Pop, there was a late sequence where Dwan dived on the floor after a loose ball, started a break, and when they came back down the floor, you were pretty demonstrative in a positive way with Dwan, kind of pumping him up. Was that just something you were happy to see? And
sure, that, you know, coaches love that sort of thing. You know, that kind of effort is above and beyond, and when you got somebody like that trying to get minutes and be on the floor and show you what he can do and that he can play the complete game, that's got to be impressive to any coach. So I was really happy for him that he did that. And it fires up the team, and the team gains confidence in him, and it's just a win-win for everybody.
Hop, I wonder if you can talk about the second half offense that you guys showed, particularly in the third quarter. I think you set a season mark.
I don't have any idea. Maybe we made shots. I didn't really watch the offense too much. We've been concentrating on the D because that's where we really need to improve the most. And, you know, last night and tonight in the second half, we played very good defense, and it fueled a lot of the offense that you saw. So that's where it all starts for us.
What were you doing in the second half to keep the Kings off the offensive glass?
Nothing special. We just played the way we always tried to play. We didn't do anything different.
Pop, with this win, you passed up Rhett Auerbach for most wins within a season. When you look at your record, do you think, wow, we've got a lot of wins under our belt?
No, it never enters my mind. I just thought we had a great focus tonight in a back-to-back, where one might think we'd be the tired team. Just because we're a little bit older than those guys. They're pretty young and pretty talented. So I was really impressed with our guys' focus coming out tonight. Anybody else?
Three games after that Houston game, which was a little discouraging. What's your sense right now of how this team has responded and kind of righted itself?
Well, you know, they've played well, but, you know, that night they had an opportunity to win too. It's just, you know, at the end of a game, a bad decision was made. So it doesn't mean that they were bad or got murdered or didn't play as hard as they did tonight or last night. You know, you can't just describe a loss that way, one bad decision. So they've been playing hard to the end for the last 10 games. But had some tough decisions, some tough shooting, you know, for a few games and got some losses, but it wasn't for lack of effort, and they were in every ball game.